So, yeah, Governor Tom Wolf, his family is from Mount Wolf. I think that the town is named after his ancestors. Scott Wagner, he grew up in southern York County. He lives now outside of York City in Spring Garden Township. And John Fetterman, he is from York County originally, went to high school here, and I think he moved to southwestern PA a while ago, but he still has ties to the area.
Ed, why is York so prolifically producing political leaders?
All the political analysts I've talked to, they say it's just coincidence. They say Scott Wagner and Tom Wolf, especially, they both use their money to propel themselves to this higher office or to this statewide recognition. So they didn't come up through political machines here.
Any other current political figures from York?
Yes, State Auditor General Eugene DePasquale. He's originally from the Pittsburgh area, and then he moved here. Dan Saylor, he's the chairman of the House Appropriations Committee, a powerful committee in the State House.
I poked around a little bit. There was a governor from York long ago, right?
Yeah, George Leader. He was a chicken farmer, a state senator. He was elected here in 1954. It was an upset victory. He landed on the cover of Time magazine because he used something called television to get his message out across the state. It worked for him.
Okay. Let's go back in time a bit. York was once our nation's capital. It has that in common with Philadelphia.
Exactly, yeah. So in 1777, Continental Congress was running away from advancing British troops. They ended up in York County, and yeah, they were home here. The Articles of Confederation were adopted here. John Adams was not a big fan of York County. He complained about all the German-speaking people here. Also, it was here in York County that the Marquis de Lafayette gave a toast that squashed the Conway Cabal, which was trying to oust George Washington as the general of the Continental Army. So York County can take credit for saving George Washington.
All right. It's had some heydays. It's had some dark times that have led to a bad rap. Let's take the riots of the late 60s.
Yeah, so there were riots in the 60s. A police officer and a young black woman were both killed during those riots, and those crimes went unsolved for decades until the early 2000s when prosecutors started looking at those cases again. About a dozen people were charged in the death of Lily Bell Allen, including at the time York's mayor, Charlie Robertson, and he was later acquitted in that case, but there were several other convictions.
Industry is strong in York. What's going on there now? I know Harley-Davidson is there.
Yeah, we have a Harley-Davidson. We have more manufacturing in general than a lot of other counties. The city itself and the county builds itself as sort of the factory tour capital. There's places to see potato chips get made, pretzels get made, and we also have a Caterpillar plant here, too.
So I guess the Amish and Mennonite community is pretty strong.
It is. People here in York County like to joke that we have Amish population just like Lancaster County, but we don't make a big deal about it.
Unemployment is rather low, right?
Yeah, I think it's latest report was 4%, which is lower than the state average. Incomes are a little bit higher here than the state average as well.
And there are some current pretty serious issues. Leaders are looking at ways to address race. And then let's touch base with how the opioid epidemic is touching that city.
Like a lot of Pennsylvania, there's a large number of opioid overdoses here. The district attorney here, he's talked about how there's a lot of drugs coming in from Baltimore, which is a short drive away from here. And we actually lead the state for prosecuting people for drug delivery resulting in death. That's a charge that has a much stiffer sentence than a standard drug conviction charge. And prosecutors use that when someone either delivers or supplies drugs that led to someone's death.
And what about leaders looking at different race issues right now?
There was an incident at a tech school here where a student was seen on video saying white power after Donald Trump's election. There was an incident at a golf course here where five black women, they had the police called on them. Recently, a bunch of community leaders and politicians and business leaders, they put out an open advertisement, open letter, talking about how this is a cancer in the community, racism issues, and that they need to do something to address it.
And back to talking about Tom Wolf and Scott Wagner, will York residents, voters, have a tough time choosing between the two hometown politicians in November?
Tom Wolf didn't win here back when he won in 2014. He's very well known in the community. I think a lot of people like him in the community. I think it's just we're a pretty solid Republican area, so it would be pretty surprising if Scott Wagner didn't win easily here.
Ed Mahan writes for the York Daily Record. Thank you for your time this morning.
Thanks very much.